Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals combines the four most powerful of these plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black peppercorn, and black cumin seed. It's an all-natural daily preventative against a host of possibly inflammatory issues. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, and immunity. It's a delicious-tasting supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm.com. PHARM, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, and while supplies last, buy two bottles of Black for Health and get two bottles of wild oil of oregano free. That's a $55 value just for listening to Intelligent Medicine. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got podcasts throughout the week, but this is a radio program heard across the United States and in Canada. And you can call in 877-726-8255, our number. You're welcome to pose a question or share a comment. And let's start this hour with a question from Lisa. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing okay. Dr. Hoffman, my question is, it's regarding an ultrasound I have had done about a year and a half ago. And it sounds like what was found was a renal stone, and nothing was done about it since then, but now I'm having pains in that general area where I had the ultrasound done, and I wasn't really told that much about it at the time, so I don't know, you know, if this is a real concern, because I was never shown by my doctor that it was a big concern, because it's been a year and a half.
Yeah, sounds like poor communication. What was the reason for the ultrasound in the first place?
I believe I was having like pain whenever I would like move around. It's almost like if I felt like there was something there, and it was on my right side in the front of my abdomen and in the back, but it's mostly on the right that I felt like a aching pain or a dull pain or some kind that I would feel when I would move mostly.
Right. And so then the pain went away and then now it's come back. Is that what you're saying?
I believe so. Cause I think I would have, you know, complained about it more between that.
So what the doctor basically said was, okay, you know, no big problem. You have a little stone there. It's probably not causing your pain. Maybe this is just musculoskeletal pain. You know, do some stretching and it'll go away. Is that sort of what the doctor said at that point?
I really can't remember exactly what he was saying at that time, but it didn't sound like it was a real concern.
Yeah, it sounds like you spent a lot of time typing information in the computer and not enough time talking to you about what was going on. I guess it's time to go back to the doctor. And, you know, so tests that might be done is they'll do a urinalysis to see if there's blood in your urine, which is a little more sure sign that the stone is causing irritation. Although the stones can be painful even without the presence of blood. A decision then may be made to either extract the stone, and that can be done, you know, surgically, or the stone can be smashed externally. With something called ECSW, extracorporeal shockwave therapy. So these are some of the ways that, you know, we deal with stones these days. It's not entirely clear to me that the discomfort you experience is directly as a result of the stone, because sometimes they just say, okay, you got a little stone, we'll just leave it alone and it doesn't bother you, it can just stay. It's not necessarily dangerous. It's not like a little cancer, which can grow. You know, got to treat it immediately. Stone can enlarge and over time cause progressively more irritation, or worse yet, it can be passed. And when it passes, that can cause excruciating pain. I mean, you really remember that pain. It's been described as akin to the pain of childbirth, you know, because in effect, you're passing a large object through a small canal, just like a baby going through the birth canal. Stone has to pass through the ureters into the bladder and then the urethra, and woof, that can really hurt. So, the suggestion is that you get checked out. When it comes to dietary prevention of stones, you know, it's a little bit like shutting the barn door after the horse got out because you have a stone, but the stone should be analyzed if they capture it. Or short of that, they should do an analysis of urine to see if you're making a lot of uric acid or oxalic acid. And these are substances which tend to create gravel, little tiny pieces of sand, and ultimately stones as they enlarge in the kidney and in the collecting tracts called the ureters. And so if it's the most common type of stone, we suggest that people reduce their intake of dietary oxalates. There are also some medical conditions that predispose to stones. You know, people have had abdominal surgery or have like inflammatory bowel disease often have stones because of the messed up metabolism of oxalate in their intestines. And also in hyperparathyroidism. That's a condition where there's excess calcium and that can also cause deposition of stones in the kidneys. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds like you need a little additional workup and maybe a look-see and maybe some tests to find out what exactly is going on.
Okay, would that cause anything? I found out recently through blood work from my dermatologist because my hair was falling out a lot more. So he said that my ferritin levels were low. They were like 24 or 25.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily related. That's not necessarily related. Because in order for your iron to be depleted because of a stone, you'd have to have a lot of bleeding over a period of time. Now, ferritin 27, that's not horrible, is not in the danger zone. You could take in a little more in terms of animal protein and sources of iron like eggs, but I don't think those conditions are necessarily related, in my opinion. Okay? So get checked out.
You.
And you can call us back and let us know the outcome on a subsequent edition of Intelligent Medicine, part two of your personal kidney stone saga. 877-726-8255, our number. As you know, I am a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. I use it myself. A real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Reserve Collection. This is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. And with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. Forget this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection. Try it. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, when it comes to antidepressants, a lot of people on them. The period 2005 to 2015, so it's not even up to date, on average, 17.47 million adult patients were diagnosed with depression each year, and over half of them, 57.6 of them, received treatment with antidepressant medications. So lots and lots of antidepressants prescribed. And so does it make a difference? Well, they did a study, and they compared people who had depression who weren't on antidepressants to people who had depression and were taking the supposed cure for depression, which is antidepressant medication. And they looked at something called the SF-12, which is a way to track health-related quality of life. It's a detailed questionnaire which looks at all aspects of your physical and mental functioning. It's been used for years. I think it was even in use when I began medical school. It's a traditional way to evaluate something called QOL, quality of life. And that's really where the rubber meets the road, right? It's like, you know, what's your quality of life? With the antidepressants or without the antidepressants? And here's what they found. Surprise, surprise. They discovered that using antidepressants was not associated with significantly better health-related quality of life. And they looked at both the physical aspects of quality of life as well as the mental and emotional aspects of quality of life. So the authors conclude that maybe, just maybe, antidepressants alone aren't enough. And their conclusion is that when antidepressants are given, we should not forget the important role that cognitive and behavioral interventions could play on the long-term management of depression. And I say, yeah, okay, cognitive behavioral therapy, talk to a therapist, you know, social worker, PhD, whatever. But what about the role that diet, exercise, and supplements might play in dealing with depression? Even the microbiome has a major impact in terms of the food-mood relationship. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary. Among them, several stand out for their support of aging healthfully. PQQ, glutathione, and alpha-lipoic acid. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to neutralizing free radicals and protecting us from oxidative stress as we age. They're available now at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And I wonder if some of you recall the movie The Graduate, in which Dustin Hoffman met his father-in-law for the first time, his future father-in-law for the first time. And they sat around the pool, and young Dustin was treated to a lecture by his erstwhile father-in-law, who said, inimitably, quote, "Plastics, my boy, plastics. That's the business to get into." Well, that was, 1968. And since then, we've inundated the world with plastic products. So much so that if you watch some of these eco programs about the ravages of environmental toxins on the oceans and seas, they show a fish recently caught where they slice open their stomachs, and it's full of plastic pieces, like ground-up poker chips. The fish ingest these plastic particles. But a new peril is that the particles don't have to be visible to the naked eye. They can be what are called nanoparticles, which are only visible microscopically. They're very, very tiny, so small that they can be inhaled and then through the lungs go into the circulatory system. That's now been documented. And they can travel via the placenta to the baby. And so I was in the supermarket the other day, and I was picking up some trash bags, which unfortunately are plastic. And on the shelf where I was reaching for my trash bags, there was a product which was a liner for your crock pot, a plastic liner for your crock pot. So you would heat up whatever the food was in the plastic within the crock pot. And then no muss, no fuss. You just, you know, you take the food out and then you throw the plastic away. It's disposable. And I thought to myself, that's really a bad idea, because heated plastic adjacent to the surface of the crock pot, what's that going to impart to the food or the soup that you're making in the crock pot? And so just within a couple of days, I saw this article from the American Chemical Society. Nylon cooking bags, plastic lined cups can release nanoparticles into liquids. And they talk about exactly what that product that I saw. Nylon cooking bags help keep food moist in the oven. It's kind of like a sous vide cooking, right? And they also make cleanup easier. But they can also be applied to the inside of slow cookers. Also, plastic-lined paper cups are designed to keep liquids hot and prevent them from leaking out. But studies have shown that some plastic materials, including polypropylene baby bottles and polyethylene terephthalate tea bags. Did you know that sometimes your tea bags are not paper, they're plastic? They can shed microscopic and nanoscale particles into heated liquids. The human health implications of ingesting these particles remains unclear. So these researchers sought to discover whether food-grade plastic films can also be a source of these tiny plastic particles. They poured room temperature versus hot water into nylon slow cooker bags. Maybe they got them from the same supermarket where I saw them. And low-density polyethylene-lined cardboard cups from different retailers. After keeping the slow cooker hot for an hour, wow, you know, slow cookers are slow cooking. They, you know, keep them hot for 8-10 hours. The researchers found that 35 trillion plastic nanoparticles leached into the liter of water in each bag. When the team put hot liquid in 12 fluid ounce cups for 20 minutes, 5.1 trillion plastic nanoparticles per liter leached out. Wow, it sounds like the United States budget. Trillions. So the researchers calculated a person would have to drink 13 cups of hot water from a plastic lined cup or half a liter of water from the cooking bag to consume the equivalent of one nanoplastic particle for every 7 cells in a person's body. Yeah, there are a lot of cells in the body, but that's a lot of nanoplastic particles. They say, however, that the number of particles that migrated from the food grade plastics, is still well below the levels for safe human consumption, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. So it's great that the U.S. FDA is looking out for us, because the threshold is trillions and trillions of particles don't really matter. They're not really that bad for you. So far, so good. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for calls.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. You can jot that number down and call us 24-7, 365. Record a question. But we got a live caller, Diane. Welcome.
Thank you, doctor. So I'm calling. I received an email this week saying that the EPA plans to reapprove neonicotinoid pesticides. And naturally, we have concerns about those because of what it does to bee populations and pollinators. But do you know any science that connects it to human health?
Okay, you know, that's a good question. And so, you know, with the writing of Silent Spring by Rachel Carlson, I believe that was in the 1960s, we ushered in the era of concern about things like DDT, which was widely sprayed across the world to reduce the risk of malaria and to get rid of bugs, mosquitoes in particular. And the stuff sticks around and has definitely deleterious effects on humans. And also, the title is very resonant because it suggests that by suppressing insect populations, we can have a devastating impact on ecosystems. Ecosystems which are dependent on insects. And I sometimes wonder when I travel to certain places that are kind of tropical and there are no bugs. There are no bugs. Why is it? Well, for the tourists, wow, they suppress the bugs. But what are they doing to suppress the bugs? And what does that do to the bird population? Birds eat insects. And what does it do to the essential bee population? Because the vast majority of crops in the world and, you know, the natural plants that we depend on for recycling carbon dioxide are dependent on bees for pollination. Okay, so what, you know, we kill all the bugs. Okay, great. We had a bug-free environment. You know, no more mosquito bites, no more ticks. But then what happens to the ecosystem? So when it comes to neonicotinamides, which you did a pretty serviceable job of pronouncing, that's a real tongue twister. Neonicotinamides are related to nicotine from tobacco, but they specifically damage the nervous systems of insects without having that effect, supposedly, in mammals. Okay? So, you know, you can spray and spray and spray and you kill all the bugs. So, you know, I'm not going to say that there's no potential consequences for humans because we've been reassured so many times this is safe. We've seen that with Roundup or glyphosate. And they say it's perfectly safe because all it does is kill the weeds. Well, no. You know, now it turns out that there's multi-million dollar lawsuits for, you know, cancer causation due to glyphosate. And now we're seeing the damaging effects of glyphosate on our microbiome, you know, our intestinal tracts, damaging the very bacteria that populate our guts. So I can't say that neonicotinamides are harmless for humans, but I will say that it's a pretty bad idea to spray it willy-nilly on the environment. And in fact, European countries have limited the use of certain neonicotinamides. I'm mispronouncing it. It's neonicotinoids. In 2013, the European Union and some neighboring countries restricted the use. So, you know, maybe that in Ukraine you can't use them, but in, you know, in New Jersey you can use them.
Yeah, wow. Well, the other thing is that with the food supply being threatened with supply chain issues and so forth, it seems like a particularly bad idea right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, we'll eventually have, you know, factory-made food, you know, like... you know, completely synthetic food. It's completely divorced from nature. Yeah. It's just, you know, we'll grow it, all the stuff in cell culture in a sterile environment, right, in a big industrial factory. And we won't need the bees and, you know, the bees and the insects anymore.
Oh, boy, huh?
Yeah, that's a feature we may
be using crock pots and plastic bags.
Yeah, exactly. And putting a plastic bag inside your crock pot to ease the cleaning of your crock pot doesn't sound like a very wholesome idea to me. I passed on that.
No, not at all. Well, thank you. We'll continue to watch it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your call. 877-726-8255, our number. All right, well, you already know, because you're a listener to Intelligent Medicine, how crucial fish oil is, providing the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as improving your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquids, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega supplement option. A lot of people ask about that. Vital Nutrients' line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry, ensuring maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself, and I recommend their omega-3 products to my patients. For more information and order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992. Or go to vitalnutrients.co, not .com, vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Okay, when it comes to COVID, you know, a lot of risk factors, obesity, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and we know that certain things put people at higher risk. But a new study suggests that air pollution is linked to a higher risk of COVID-19 in young adults. Residential exposure to ambient air pollutants is linked to an elevated risk of SARS-CoV-2 infection. So what they discovered, this is a study done in Sweden. The results show that exposure to certain traffic-related air pollutants is associated with a greater likelihood of testing positive. So the concern here, you know, I'm thinking in particular of the high levels of pollution that we find in urban areas in China. China's getting slammed with COVID right now, and not just because of air pollution, but air pollution makes it worse. They're getting slammed because not enough people got vaccines. Their vaccine, the Sinovac, less efficacious than Western vaccines, and there's a high degree of vaccine refusal in China. They simply don't trust the government, and for good reason. And they also, because of their zero COVID policy, very few people have actually had COVID so far. And it's going to burn through the dry tinder in Chinese urban areas like a firestorm. But the air pollution levels is really, really astronomical in some of these areas, major Chinese cities, Beijing, Shanghai, and so on. And the suggestion is that the effects of some of these harmful particles and chemicals can make the respiratory tract more vulnerable to COVID. And they also looked at the effect of gender, smoking, overweight, asthma. No, it was purely an effect of high levels of air pollutants, regardless of the person's underlying status. So the increase in risk was on an order of magnitude around 7% per particle exposure increase. And so with each increment in particle exposure, the risk was compounded. And that is, so, you know, yet another reason to keep our environment clean and our air fit to breathe, because it's double trouble when infectious diseases come around. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals combines the four most powerful of these plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black peppercorn, and black cumin seed. It's an all-natural daily preventative against a host of possibly inflammatory issues. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, and immunity. It's a delicious-tasting supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm.com. PHARM, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, and while supplies last, buy two bottles of Black for Health and get two bottles of Wild Oil of Oregano free. That's a $55 value just for listening to Intelligent Medicine. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. That number affords you an opportunity to record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hoffman, it's a pleasure listening to you. The only thing is, you were talking about soldiers and how we take care of our soldiers. In 2014, I got a shot. It was supposed to prevent shingles, and it gave me shingles. So since 2014, I've had shingles ever since. I'm so disgusted with the VA at this point. Anyways, thank you. I don't think they take care of the soldiers all as well as you think.
Okay. Yeah, I wrote an article about, you know, comparing Russian healthcare and the Russian healthcare system to the U.S. healthcare system. And I did admit that, you know, and I worked at a VA hospital during my training. And, you know, the conditions there were, you know, military-like, you know, with processing a lot of bodies, but in an orderly fashion and generally high-quality medical care. But I know that from talking to a lot of the vets and a lot of my patients, that they have problems with the VA system. It's very bureaucratic. It's hard to get proper care. And it's kind of an assembly line. That, however, you know, pales in comparison to the problems in the Russian healthcare system. And they're going to have a lot of injured Russian veterans, amputees, and people with PTSD, and all kinds of horrendous injuries flooding the hospitals in Russia. And I don't think they're up to the task, but that's on another subject. So when it comes to shingles, there's a couple of vaccines, and actually the newer vaccine has superseded the older vaccine because it works better. It affords more protection, and it eliminates the very slight risk that you can actually get shingles from the vaccine. The old vaccine was called Zostavax, and the new vaccine is called Shingrix. And part of the main reason that Shingrix has superseded Zostavax is because Zostavax is only about 50% effective. It did not provide a real high level of protection or fail-safe protection against shingles. So the difference is that the Shingrix vaccine is synthetic, bioengineered, basically cooked up in a chemical vat, and the previous one, the Zostavax, is what's called attenuated virus, which means they try to sterilize it or kill it, and then they administer this, quote, dead virus into your system to create an immune reaction. That's the
old-fashioned way they used to make vaccines. The problem is that in some rare cases, it could trigger a case of shingles, whether that meant that the virus was proliferating from the so-called attenuated material or whether it stimulated an immune response that brought out your previous chickenpox virus, zoster virus. It wasn't clear. And so people can have some reactions. So it's not entirely clear to me that you have active shingles. You may have had an immune reaction, and probably they're scratching their heads over the VA, what the heck is happening to you, not giving you proper and thorough evaluation, because something's happening and you're experiencing pain, probably post-herpetic neuralgia, painful post-shingles pain syndrome, and they can't figure out why, and that's a problem. So yeah, I sympathize with your plight. All right, let me share this item with you, because this, I'm really up on this particular supplement, and I want to share some information about it. Chromadex, one of our sponsors, provides healthcare practitioners with a clinically proven vital resource to increase your patients' levels of NAD. That's a critical, healthy, living molecule. NAD works at the cellular level to fuel energy production. It supports some 500 enzymatic pathways in the body, but many factors can cause NAD levels to drop, such as poor diet, alcohol consumption, lack of sleep, immune stress, overtraining, excessive sun exposure, and stress. So it's vital to supplement NAD reserves. Fortunately, there is a patented NAD precursor called Niagen, or nicotinamide riboside, which is the active ingredient in the cellular support supplement True Niagen Pro. Backed by nearly 100 published papers and multiple human studies, True Niagen Pro can safely and effectively elevate your patient's NAD levels. In fact, Niagen is clinically proven to be safe, well-tolerated, and effective in boosting NAD. True Niagen Pro gives hardworking cells exactly what they need to perform at their best. To learn more about the research behind True Niagen Pro, or to order, visit pro.trueniagen.com. That's True, spelled T-R-U, pro.trueniagen.com. And from now until June 30th, practitioners can get 10% off with coupon code HOFFMAN10. True Niagen Pro is cellular defense for life. And if you're not a health practitioner, ask your health practitioner to put that in their formulary for you and order True Niagen Pro. Okay. This is an interesting article about food cravings. You know, why, oh, why did you reach for those Oreos or for that pint of Häagen-Dazs? Well, the devil made me do it. Well, it's possible that the flora in your intestinal tract made you do it, according to new research. New research on mice shows for the first time that the microbes in animals' guts influence what they choose to eat, making various chemicals and substances that prompt cravings for different kinds of foods. And I've actually encountered this. Some people who were treating for chronic yeast problems, so-called candida problems, they have a yeast proliferation in their guts, and they say, you know, I know when my candida is acting up because I just want to eat sweets like a house on fire. You know, I lose all my restraint. And it's as if the candida is commandeering their appetites to feed itself. Candida loves sugar, and maybe, just maybe, you know, kind of like in the Night of the Living Dead, it is turning people zombie-like, hijacking their brains and impelling them to feed the candida. And the idea sounds kind of preposterous, but according to recent research in the Department of Biology in the Kenneth Dietrich School of Arts and Sciences, the researchers found that mice produced chemicals that actually dictated their cravings for certain different diets. And an example of which is tryptophan. Tryptophan is something that people are familiar with because when you eat turkey, supposedly it's got a lot of tryptophan and it makes you fall asleep while you're watching the Detroit Lions play on Thanksgiving. But mostly that's because you just eat an enormous amount of food. You sit on the couch and you nod off. But tryptophan is associated with serotonin, and serotonin is relaxing. And it turns out that mice with different microbiomes had different levels of tryptophan in their blood, even before they were given the option to choose different diets. So it's possible that the microbiome composition has an influence on what foods you will select. So we haven't mapped this out yet, but it's a promising area of research suggesting that we may be able to attenuate people's cravings, say, for sugar or for other harmful substances by altering their microbiomes, which would make them less likely to select the incriminated foods. Interesting study. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us. And make sure that you check out drhoffman.com. There you can find podcasts to download. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And become a more informed listener thereby to Intelligent Medicine. We want to thank our generous sponsors. They make Intelligent Medicine possible to you as a free resource. Have yourselves a great weekend.